And now we're going to end our show with a little bit of music from Nick Hakim. NPR's music critic, Lars Gotrich, described Nick Hakim's music as soul music for outer space.
I admit inside me lived fear, fear I never wanted to show you.
My name's Nick Hakim, and I have an album coming out called Green Twins.
Nick Hakim grew up in Washington, D.C. He's the son of a Chilean mom and a Peruvian dad who moved to the States in the 1980s.
Some of the first things that I remember listening to, like, consistently as, like, especially, like, vocalist, Bilal.
You must be my soul, sis.
D'Angelo.
Never thought that you were coming for laughter.
One of the first songs I learned on keyboards was the chords to One More Again on the Voodoo album.
One theme that resonates across his album is what happens to your desires as a man as you mature.
There's a song called Cuffed, and it's I made a bunch of different little demos, but I didn't really have the lyrics yet. And then I really spent some time thinking about what the song was about, which it's about a very early weird relationship that I was in. Like, I was like 15 years old and dealing with someone that was a lot more mature in a lot of ways than I was, and not really understanding what was going on a lot of the time.
All I can recall is you every time.
Young men or young kids are, I don't know, I feel like, yeah, there's definitely like a pressure.
It wasn't just pressure from a relationship that weighed on Nick while he was growing up. Before that, he would often get teased a lot, and he had a hard time both at home and at school.
I was really annoying at home. Like, yeah, I mean, I was very introverted at times, but I was very, like, energetic at times, too, and, like, really hyperactive. I had a difficult just schooling experience in general, just like elementary school, middle school, high school. And I think a lot of kids do. They put me in a special ed program very young when I was in second grade, and they started medicating me on like Ritalin and Concert. I've been on a bunch of different medication. I mean, I wasn't doing well in the regular public school system, so it was like, really, my mom really just was really adamant about like trying to make sure that I got the attention that I needed, and I was lucky to have that. Then I started music when I was like 17. It was just something that I just knew that was like, I was like, I need to be doing this. I remember one thing, I'm not trying to disrespect my father in any way, but something that, you know, what he would say, and this is not that big of a deal, but he would say something when we come home and be like, all right, so who cried at school today? You know, he would say it like every day. And it was always like, I didn't. Because I used to get picked on too, like in elementary school, so I would cry like at school. So it'd be something that I'd be like, I didn't, you know. And yeah, he taught me how to fight, because I got picked on. Like, I remember him teaching me. I remember the day after he told me to fight, I fought my bully. First thing he told me was, take your glasses off and hand them to your friend. And he was like, I know you can't see, like, at all without your glasses, so just, like, he's going to be in front of you, and just, like, this is how you hold your fists, and this is how you punch, and I just followed his direction. And he had my older brother be the bully. So my older brother, like, he brought me and my brother to the basement, and we, like, practiced for a while.
You chill everything that you see.
It was a pretty even fight. This kid was a lot bigger than me. And I told him, I was like, you know what, I'm going to meet you at the lower playground after school. Yeah, so I met him in the playground, and yeah, just fought him. And then we were good. You know, he didn't mess with me anymore. then after that in high school, I fought a lot more. You know, my dad also at the same time, like, kind of, he kind of grew up like in that way, but I think that he also tries to push away that kind of like machismo mentality, and I think he's very aware of that, and he's very like, I think he fights with it too, like I think he's still like a part of him, but I think he's very like conscious of like that's something that isn't like, you know, the most effective.
Tell me about it. Oh.
Nick Hakim on family, machismo, and music. His new album is called Green Twins, and it's available on ATO Records.
Whisper.